Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to organize your summer with a summer spreadsheet. By figuring out who will be doing what during each summer week, you can plan a more fun summer for your entire household. I have five children. As longtime listeners know, we employ a full-time nanny, but she's generally focused on the baby. And with my husband and I both working from home, it's good to get the big kids out during the day. And so figuring out how my school-aged kids will spend their summers is always a big project. For starters, some of their schools end at different times in June. Everyone has their own interests, which means that they want to do different camps in our area. My husband and I want to take some time off work for family vacations. And I like to do what I call mommy days, one-on-one days, with each of my kids too. Keeping track of all these dates is far more than my brain can handle. And it's also hard to see everything and plan everything when I'm just looking at my week-by-week calendar as well. So a few years ago, I began creating what I called the camp spreadsheet. I sometimes still call it that or just refer to it as the summer spreadsheet. I put each child's name in a box across the top. I put the weeks of summer down the left-hand side, starting from when the first child's school ends and going to our school district's post-Labor Day start. I mark our vacations. And I have the kids go through the camp brochures and choose what weeks they'd like to go where. Then I do my mommy triage work and do my best to ensure that these weeks overlap. If you would like to go to theater camp and your sister also wants to go to theater camp, well, you'll be going to theater camp at the same time. I try not to have more than two different camps going on in any given week because I have learned the hard way that all camps start at 9 a.m. Even if I have two drivers, it's hard to go four different places. The upside of doing this is that I can see at a glance who is doing what when. I can see if some weeks are getting full. I can see if one child is doing less than other children and needs to be nudged to figure out something else for the summer that's more edifying than watching videos all day. That is, attending what I call Camp YouTube. I can also aim to have each kid have a week off here or there, during which we can do our mommy days. Yes, this is a fair amount of work. And sometimes the work is for naught, like during summer 2020, when all the camps I had carefully selected wound up canceled. However, in general, creating the summer spreadsheet lets me look at the summer holistically. I can see at a glance what the summer will look like. And by taking time in the first quarter of the year to do this, I am almost guaranteed to get spots at the camps I want. Often, I get an early bird discount. And I'm generally able to book summer vacation spots, too. Now, I am guessing that most listeners don't have five children. But if you have more than one, and you live somewhere where there isn't year-round school, then I heartily recommend creating a summer spreadsheet. This can help you and other family members get organized around vacations as well. You might decide to take a personal day here and there to hang out with kids individually. Or you and your partner might see when you need to split kid coverage or when you have kid coverage and maybe the two of you could even take a during-the-week mini-vacation. A day trip somewhere during camp hours. How nice would that be? I know that the words summer and spreadsheet don't seem like they would go together. But you know what? I take my family's fun seriously. So I have made another summer spreadsheet for this year, and I encourage you to try it too. You will feel far more organized about the summer, and your family will know that there is some serious fun coming up. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.